Yesterday in a Manhattan courtroom, Cameron Collins, the son of former Congressman Chris Collins, was sentenced to probation for his role in securities fraud. To find out more, we're going to talk to somebody who was in the courtroom yesterday. That's Washington Bureau Chief from the Buffalo News, Jerry Zaremski. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jed.
Jerry, Judge Vernon Broderick had some remarkable comments for Cameron Collins in the courtroom yesterday. What did he say to Cameron Collins?
Well, I thought that the very most important thing that he said during that very long court hearing was something along the lines of, I do not believe in the edict of the sins of the father being visited upon the son. And that was really the moral of his punishment in the end. Last week, of course, the very same judge sentenced Chris Collins to 26 months in prison. But his son, who actually was the one who profited the most from their insider trading scheme, ended up getting only probation, 5 years of probation, which includes 6 months of home confinement. So it's very interesting. It was very clear that the judge totally blamed Chris Collins for this crime and really saw his son as an actor who was almost directed by his father. And so he didn't totally resolve Cameron Collins' responsibility, but in many ways he did.
Yeah. Let's get into perspective from this. How bad could it have been for Cameron Collins yesterday?
Practically speaking, the worst it could have been would have been 47 months in prison. That's because the U.S. sentencing guidelines for the crimes that he did commit really specified that if the judge wanted to follow their advice, it would be between 36 and 47 months. Now, very often these days, judges do depart from these sentencing guidelines, so it's nothing unusual for the judge to do that in this case. And in fact, the same judge did depart from the sentencing guidelines when he sentenced Chris Collins last week and gave Chris Collins also a lighter sentence than the sentencing guidelines called for.
And let's lay out kind of the conversation that was going on about the former Congressman Chris Collins yesterday. In essence, it seemed the way the conversation was going between even Cameron Collins, the judge, and the defense attorneys, that Chris Collins was really the mastermind of sorts behind this whole securities fraud.
Yes, that definitely came clear. Everyone on every side seemed to be saying that and implying that, if not saying that. And I think the reason is, if you think about this, Cameron Collins was 24 at the time, and not many 24-year-olds have multimillion-dollar stock investments in Australian biotech. Cameron Collins had $2.7 million invested in this Aussie biotech that ended up being at the center of this insider trading scheme. So obviously the thought on the judge's mind, the thought on Cameron Collins' lawyers' minds, and even on the prosecution's mind was, was this really Cameron Collins' money, or was this just stock that his father bought for him? It turns out the money pretty much was, stock was pretty much purchased by his father. And that raises the question, was he really trading to help his father, or was he really trading to help himself? And I think that's why he ended up with a lesser sentence. It seemed to the judge that his father was really directing him to make these trades.
And then the final question is really more of speculation. But at the same time, there's a wonder on my part that if Cameron Collins had been in court saying what he said yesterday about his father, and defense attorneys were in court saying the things about Chris Collins that we heard yesterday, if that came before Chris Collins was actually sentenced, could it have been much worse for Chris Collins, do you think?
No, I actually do not think it would have been all of that much worse for Chris Collins. And I say that because I am certain that the judge had this on his mind from the start. Much of the court record was there already by the time the judge sentenced Chris Collins. So I think he was, what he was trying to do when he sentenced Chris Collins was balance the need for serious punishment with the fact that Chris Collins is 69 years old and has lost a lot already. He's lost his congressional seat. He's lost his reputation. He's put his family in this very precarious state. So I think the judge was trying to do what a judge is supposed to do, put forth a strong enough punishment to send a message and to genuinely protect society from other people doing the same crimes without overcorrecting and issuing a sentence that would be not just punitive, but really vindictive.
Jerry Zremsky is the Washington Bureau Chief for the Buffalo News. He was in the courtroom yesterday in Manhattan when Cameron Collins received his sentence. Jerry, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much, Jack.